My name is Faye, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. I grew up in the Bay Area and went to college, got a master's, married, raised kids, and built my career. During most of that time, alcohol and drugs were my fuel. I started using as a teenager when my brother died. That didn't make me an addict. It was just the reason I turned to drugs and alcohol. I felt uncomfortable, lonely, and different. Drinking and drugging changed that. Partying meant no pain and not being alone. I spent much of those years buzzed, but the good grades, sports, leadership positions, and promotions, they were proof that life was on track. In college, I discovered most people don't black out when they drink, but alcohol and drugs were a social norm, part of the fun, and I fit right in. 2 decades later, they stopped working for me. I began to feel a bit insane. I couldn't stop using, and I didn't ask for help. So I divorced, moved, got into better shape, changed jobs, cut out sugar and flour. Yet the insanity was I couldn't cut out drinking. 9 years ago this week, I got sober. The journey back to life has been incredible. I've had ups and downs, of course, but I no longer seek escape through alcohol or drugs. Yet so many of my friends didn't understand why I stopped. Addiction is isolating, insanity-making, debilitating, and goes largely untreated due to stigma, ignorance, and shame. Those of us who do get sober stay silent to avoid judgment. But by sharing our stories, we can change understanding. Addiction is not a choice, a moral failing, or a sign of weakness, and recovery can look like you and me. There are hundreds of thousands of people in the Bay Area living successfully in recovery, yet they're virtually invisible. Today, I'm using my voice to call attention to the health, happiness, and healing possible in recovery. I know this. My life is proof. It's time to end shame and open up about recovery. With a perspective, I'm Faye Zenoff.